You're listening to the Always Forward Leadership Podcast,
featuring the leadership of Ron Kitchens.
The topics discussed today are designed
to keep you moving always forward.
Thank you for joining us for the Always Forward Leadership Podcast, where we're going deep with leaders to learn about what really drives them and what's changing America with their leadership. And we are so lucky today to have Caitlin Crosby join us. And Caitlin, as a lot of you know, is the founder of The Giving Keys, a successful music career, about to be a new mom. And I have to tell her, one of the things that I didn't share there, I am really jealous of her Kenneth Cole ads because he's like one of my heroes. And so I am so tickled to death to be here with you.
Hi, everyone. Oh, I love that. That's so good to know. What a fun fact.
Yeah, Kenneth Cole is one of the amazing leaders in our country, both in how he got his business started, as well as his commitment to social change. So I'm a big fan of his, but I'm a bigger fan of yours because you agreed to come on the podcast and, more importantly, agreed to join us for Catalyst University in January. And I'm so grateful for that.
Yes, I'm excited.
Let's just jump right in. So, you know, you've had this incredible journey to go from people who don't know your story, really kind of born into that Hollywood royalty, grew up in the industry. That is a long way from that. And friends in high school have gone on to do great things in the movie and entertainment world, to starting kind of one of the coolest philanthropical social change organizations in the country. How did it all start? How'd you get here?
Yes, definitely born and raised in the heart of Los Angeles. Born on the casting couch, as they say. My dad manages actors. He still manages actors to this day. And he was the vice president of ABC casting. And my mom was a model and an actress, and she auditioned for my dad, and the rest is history. And so I think I grew up around so many actors that made so much money, and they got really famous, and then they would just use their money for whether it be new cars, new bags, new homes. And I just saw the same kind of emptiness, and no one was really getting fulfilled by the success that they were getting. So I was always really involved with youth group and church, and I always wanted to help people, and I always wanted to help homeless people, and I always really would gravitate towards different actors or celebrities that really wanted to use their platform for good and use their platform to spread awareness and justice and goodness into this generation. So, and I grew up acting as well. So I was doing this movie with the actress Brie Larson, who just won the Academy Award this last year. And we started a website together called loveyourflaws.com with a Z. And it was all about kind of girls' body image issues and things like that. And my first album was called Flaws. And in 2008, so I was really obsessed with the subject because I think partly I was trying to give myself therapy from growing up in Los Angeles my whole life. I needed to make this website and make all these products to kind of, help myself as well as hopefully inspire other girls. So anyway, the bridge to that, to The Giving Keys, is when I was on tour, you know, you sell different things at the merchandise table. You sell T-shirts and bags and keychains and all these different things that said Love Your Flaws on it. So one day I was in New York, and the hotel key I thought was really cool. So I put it around my necklace and got compliments on it all the time. So when I was at a locksmith, the person in front of me got numbers engraved, and I said, oh, do you have letters? Can you engrave Love Your Flaws on this key? And then I saw all these old used keys on the side, and I said, while you're at it, can you engrave love, faith, hope, dream, believe, let go on all those other keys? So he did, and then I would just give them to friends as birthday presents, and then I started selling them on tour at the merchandise table. And then The Giving Keys started selling out more than my CDs. So I was like, okay, well, I guess people are really resonating with these key necklaces. So little by little came up with this whole pay it forward concept, which is get your key, embrace your word, but then you have to keep your eyes open to somebody that's going through a hard time, and then you need to pass on your key to them. And then tell them they have to pass it on, pay it forward to somebody else who needs the word on that key more than you.
I love that concept that you've come up with, and it's the only place I've seen it where people, when you need that key and you need the power that it gives you, the reminder it gives you, you don't need it forever. You need it for the season. And instead of throwing it in your jewelry drawer or hanging it somewhere, you're empowering somebody else. You're giving them that joy, that magic. And I think that's just an incredible idea.
And it's so great because it was a great sales strategy at the same time, because you have a built-in return customer, because once you give your key away, then the person is like, oh, wow, I miss my key. I miss having that token around my neck to remind me that I need to buy a new one. So then that kind of really helped us grow a lot too, how organic that you have a built-in return customer. And so, yeah, now we just really started to brand ourselves as like the first pay it forward company. And so it was about 8 years ago when I started that. And then when people started catching on, I would tell them, you know, get in touch with me. Let me know the story of why you gave your key away. I want to hear. So people would write me on MySpace at the time, and they would say, so-and-so was going through a hard time, or so-and-so was about to commit suicide, so I gave them my key. Or so-and-so had an eating disorder, I gave them my key. Or my mom had cancer, I passed on my key. And or so-and-so was going through a breakup or lost their job. And so I was bawling my eyes out reading the stories of these keys being passed all over the world, and was really thinking to myself, wow, I don't want to be the only one reading these stories. I need to share this with the world. So then started a website. So then that could be a place where everyone else could read all the stories of the keys being passed around. But I knew that there was a missing link. I knew I wanted money to go to some sort of charity, but I didn't know what. And I waited for the missing link for about a year. And then one day I was walking on Hollywood Boulevard and I saw a homeless couple there. And they were holding up a sign that said, ugly, broke, and hungry. So I went up to them and got their life story and fell in love with them and ended up taking them out to dinner. And I wasn't thinking about the giving keys at all. And then 2 hours into dinner, I said to the girl, I like your necklace. And she said, oh, thanks. I like making jewelry. And I was like, oh, this is my aha moment. You're the missing link to the giving keys. Do you guys want to be my business partners? And they said yes. So the next day I went to the locksmith, bought the engraving equipment, went to Pet Boys, bought some hammers, and then I started paying them to engrave the keys instead of the locksmith. And little by little, they saved up enough money to get their own apartment. And when I first met them, they lived in a dumpster and a cardboard box. And little by little, they saved up enough money to stay in the motel. Then they got their own apartment. So that's how it all started.
That is such a great story. And I know our listeners and the folks that are going to join us at Catalyst University January 26th will gain great power from that story. And it's not just the idea that, wow, isn't it cool that she figured out that there were homeless people and she could help them? It was that you took action. You didn't have this kind of cool idea and wouldn't it be nice if you actually did something about it? Too many times, we find in our work with entrepreneurs and business leaders and ministry leaders and folks that want to make a change, they don't take that final step into action. And that's what I think is important. And I hope people take from your story that you can be a success, define success however you need it to be, but it only works if you do. And I think that's one of the things that so impresses me about your story. You know, and I hadn't heard that you'd started this journey with Brie Larson, who is officially Captain Marvel now. So you can actually say Captain Marvel was my business partner. I don't know many people that can do that.
Wait, so I don't even know that. I saw that she was at Comic-Con this weekend.
Yeah, she's been announced
Captain Marvel. What does that mean?
As the first woman to be Captain Marvel in the new movies. So they've never had a woman who's had that role, or it was announced yesterday or the day before.
And now, is that key for all of the movies, or what?
It is that she will be, Marvel Studios announced that she'll play the title character in their next movie.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, and so to me, I'm not a big comic fan, but the fact there's another ceiling that's been broken, I just think is a really cool thing.
I love that. Yeah.
I'm glad I got to share that with you. So, one of the things I want to talk about, that we find that leaders, everybody's journey is different, but everybody's journey has obstacles in it. It's really how they overcome these. Now, you didn't go from, I'm this cool musician selling these really neat, unique keys at my shows, to being in some of the top retailers in the country, being on Oprah's Live Your Best Life tour as a spokesperson. You know, you didn't get in 2,000 stores just because of a good idea. There had to be obstacles in there, and you had to overcome those. And what can we learn from that?
Yes, we've definitely had a lot of obstacles. And one of the biggest obstacles we had at the beginning was I had somebody that made our website. And he was the same person that made the Love Your Flaws website. Then I had him make the Giving Keys website. And after a series of events, he ended up changing a password and changing an email address and funneling every few sales into his personal account. So he stole thousands of dollars. And I remember I called PayPal to figure out what was going on. And they told me that I needed to call the police because it was fraud and all these things. And so that was really overwhelming. And there was a question, should we take this person to court? But then we would lose more money and all the court fees than how much he stole. And I was really going through a season where I was thinking, oh no, is the Giving Keys over? I don't know if we can do this anymore because we didn't have enough money to pay anybody and to pay our rent. But I just knew that this, it was such a like a God-given gift and idea and story. And it was helping so many people that I knew I had to stay strong and keep going. But I definitely Googled a lot of things to try to get this person to fess up and pay us back. And then he ended up creating another website, which sold discount Giving Keys for half of our price because he knew all the materials. He knew everything that we did because he had helped us so much with the website. So after that, my friends started saying that my life was like a CSI episode because I didn't know what else to do because a lot of the police didn't really care because it wasn't like a huge deal to them. So basically, I went on a text message with this person, and I put a bulk text together with 10 different numbers. And I was like, you are on this text with policemen, lawyers, pastors. I just made a whole list and made it sound kind of scary. And I said, you must cease and desist this website. And I was Googling everything, trying to figure out what everything meant, but I was really bluffing. And he took it down, but really on the bulk text, it was just people like my mom and my dad and my friends. But I was just trying to do anything I possibly could to have him take the website down, and it worked. So a lot of things like that were very guerrilla style, scrappy at the beginning. But now something that I've learned has been really to delegate, because at first I did pretty much everything myself. And now it's been such a challenge to delegate because the more you delegate, you know, you're giving up control and you have to give up trust to people that sometimes do things differently than you would do it. And so it's hard to find the balance of not micromanaging people, but also giving them your trust, but giving constructive criticism and feedback. And that's been an ongoing journey that I'm constantly still working at.
It's a great story for people to learn from. And, you know, we all of us in leadership go through that idea of empowering people and trusting from this really bad guy taking advantage of your trust. Evil exists in the world. You can't believe in good without believing in evil. But how would you protect? What would your recommendation be for entrepreneurs listening to protect themselves against that kind of level of fraud?
I think to really trust your gut, because I actually had a bad feeling. I felt like I couldn't really trust him, but I stayed working with him because he was so involved and I felt like I didn't know where else to go. So I think my advice would be to listen to your gut when you know something is off or maybe somebody isn't somebody that you should trust, to let them go as soon as you feel that and not let any more time go by.
Yeah, I think that's great advice. And I think that's the same thing we see a lot with the companies we're working with the entrepreneurs, is they don't believe in themselves enough. So when somebody proclaims himself to be an expert, and, you know, when it smells, the fish is usually bad. You know, we just got to believe in that. You know, you've had tremendous growth and success the last few years. Giving Keys, just, it seems to be everywhere. And as I said earlier, you're in over 2,000 stores now and partnering with Nordstrom's and Kenneth Cole and featured in Vogue's blog. How do you explain this level of growth and kind of what's next? It just, I am so proud for you on the impact you're having and this kind of mission you're on.
Oh, thank you. But I think it's been a combination of a few things. I think one has been, like I said earlier, I always grew up going to youth group and church and all that. And so I always just wanted to change the world and make the world a better place. And so I feel like because there was that kind of spiritually inspired point of view, that it was really touching for people. I heard someone say once that, I think it was a guy who was the president of a TV channel. He ran an actual station and he said, the things that are the most successful products and channels and brands are the ones that make you feel something. And I was like, wow, I think that is why I'm Giving Keys has been so successful, because it is all about making someone feel something and kind of giving someone that homework assignment to keep their eyes open for somebody who's going through a hard time. And when that transaction happens of giving the key to somebody, it's always emotional. And there's so many feelings in that transaction that is so special, and that once people have that, they want to do it again and again. So I think that's a big part of it. And also I think a big part of it has been the hiring the right team. And I'm definitely the more emotional, creative person. And then one of our girls, Britt, who's our president, she started off being our production manager, then was our managing director, and now is our president. And she's been such a godsend. I feel like she's literally created for this role that she's doing, being our president. So she handles more of the business side. And that has been such a good kind of salt and pepper, yin and yang partnership to have to balance out my creative, emotional side. So whenever it comes to firing people, I can't do it because I'll just bawl my eyes out. So she will do that. And all the hard conversations she'll do, and I would just crumble. I think just finding the right people, that I think definitely helped us a lot too, having somebody to balance out the way that I am.
That's great for the leaders listening, that to be elite wherever you're going, it takes a team. And, you know, as the founder, it's pretty admirable of you to say, there's certain things I don't have the skills for, the capacity, or enjoy. And so I'm going to have a president who I trust, who grew up with us in the company, and she's going to complete me. And that is something that's really hard for a lot of young leaders that think they have to do it all, and they end up being unhappy and not succeeding in anything.
Yeah. And it's still a challenge, just to be totally real and transparent. I still really struggle with a lot because I get really hard on myself. And I wish that sometimes I was, I don't know, more business-minded, but just more professional and more educated in a certain way. But I always have to keep telling myself that it's okay that I was created differently, and my skill set and the way that my brain thinks and how I am kind of like a little bit all over the place, that made me me. And that made me think to stop to talk to this homeless couple, and it made me think to take them to dinner, and it made me think to hire them. But I get really hard on myself that I get kind of spazzy with business, and that other people in my company now that I've hired
are less spazzy.
Yes. And I get so hard on myself and down on myself and try to be more professional. So I'm trying to give myself more grace to know it's okay that I'm different, but it is a constant battle that I have to remind myself of.
That's a great word, grace. It's one of my favorite words. And it is something that as leaders, we know we should extend to others, but we forget to extend to ourselves. So I think it's a great lesson you shared with us. You know, before we go, I want to share a quote with you from one of my favorite thought leaders. That's, there are locks all around you, and maybe you hold the key to someone else's freedom. That would be by Caitlin Crosby, but... You've done so much in such a really short time. What's next for you and for Giving Keys? What's the future look like? Other than, of course, you're going to be a mother any day now.
Yes. So I'm very excited about to start my maternity leave. This is my last week in the office. So for the first time for 3 months, I'm going to take 3 months off to just focus on the baby, which I've never done before. Even my honeymoon, I was kind of sneaking work emails in the bathroom because it's been so hard for me to shut off and to stop and give myself a break because it's just this train just was going so fast. But what's next when I come back is going to be just a lot more growth and growing into expanding into different categories like apparel and lifestyle brands. We're doing candles that are going to be coming out for this holiday season. And I'm really excited about candles because I'm obsessed with candles. So doing a collaboration with one of my favorite companies called Good Human. We're making a t-shirt with them at the beginning of the year. And we just bought an Airstream, one of those silver Airstream trailers. And we painted it all black, chalkboard black, and we're going to be parking it at the Grove. This is a really cool shopping area in Los Angeles and selling keys out of there. And then also kind of taking the Airstream around the country and selling the keys from there as well all next year. So I'm excited to bring that around the country.
Wow, that's going to be awesome. I can't wait to see it. And I look forward to that. You're going to be with us January 26th at Catalyst University, and I am so honored that you chose to join us and so look forward to you sharing this amazing gift and amazing story you have. And so looking forward to our guests being able to buy Giving Keys as part of Catalyst University, and they'll be available in the bookstore. I just look forward to sharing your gifts with our 2,500 guests at Catalyst, and I can't thank you enough for joining us today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Look forward to meeting you and meeting everybody.
Look forward to seeing you, and great luck with your coming delivery.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us for the Always Forward Leadership Podcast. We hope today's insights will help you develop into the leader you dream to be. To subscribe to Ron's blog or to submit a question for Ron to discuss in a future podcast, visit ronkitchens.com or tweet him at Ron Kitchens.
Thank you for joining us for the Always Forward Leadership Podcast. As the new year approaches, I can't tell you how excited I am to talk about Catalyst University, which takes place January 26th at Wings Stadium. Over the next month or so, you're going to hear from some of the incredible speakers that we have joining us, our faculty, who will share with you just a taste of what's going on. So we encourage you to not miss a single episode and really listen in real time, because we want you to get excited and excited enough that you decide to join us. You know, I will warn you that there are very few tickets available at this time, but I hope to see you at Catalyst University January 26th, and I hope you join us over the next month as we hear from some incredible leaders and their insight. We'll see you then.